Ready? Welcome to the first ever Penybond Football Club audio boom, which is sponsored by Acorn, Wales's leading specialist recruitment agency. Tonight we welcomed Cymru Alliance team Penryn Coch FC to the Kimco Stadium for our second pre-season friendly. We're now joined by our manager Rhys Griffiths for tonight's audio boom. Thanks for joining us tonight, Rhys.
No problem.
How is your pre-season plans coming together?
So far, so good. We've had two friendlies so far. First of all, Ely Rangers, which was for them and us, it was just one to get the cobwebs out and have a look at a few players. New manager for them, Aidy Harris. And then today was a tougher test against Penryn Coch, who play in the equivalent Northern League. They were without a few, we were without a few, but I thought it was a good competitive game.
Okay. So how's your squad coming along?
Good, we've retained the majority from last season. We've got a couple of injury issues at the moment, and unfortunately this time of year people are on holiday. But we've added Luke Borelli, Sam Roden, Ollie Dalton, and then maybe one or two others over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously last year, we finished second and then had a point deduction, which meant we finished third. Frustrated with that because we had ambitions to win the league. Had to dip your hat to Llanelli, they were the best side. But we're raring to go again now because we feel that, you know, it's our time now.
So what's your targets for the new season?
Well, to win the league, nothing else. I'm not interested in anything else. We've achieved second, so there's only one thing to achieve, to keep the club moving forward. It's a superb club to be at. The Welsh Premier League needs clubs like Penybont to Southern and looking to improve facilities. So hopefully this is our year.
Okay. Tonight's game saw, as you said, Penryn Coch FC come down to us. A good 2-0 win.
Yeah, I thought first half we were far the better side. Second half they caused us more problems. We lost our shape a little bit. First part of the second half, and they took advantage of that. I think they were missing a few key players today, and probably, I'm sure their manager Gary Lewis would admit that they probably can't cope with losing players in the way that we can cope with losing a few. But on the whole, I thought we played really well, and two great goals, one from Adam Carpenter, excuse me, and Cullen Kinsella, whose goal was excellent. I thought Cullen was brilliant tonight.
Yeah, agreed. You've arranged a prestigious game against Newport County on Wednesday, which is one of your former Cubs. Must be a bit of a coup. So how did that come about?
Yeah, I just contacted their manager, Mike Flynn, who was a player when I was there, and we've done coaching badges together as well, kept in touch. He got me sent off as well a couple of years ago. And just asked him, you know, could you come down? And, you know, he was more than happy to oblige. So hopefully we can give them a competitive game, because obviously they've got a big season to prepare for and they'll want a good run out. So hopefully we can give them a competitive game. It'd be nice for me to go against my old club, but also for our players to play against a club playing professional football, because some of them, you know, probably haven't given up on their aspirations.
Okay. So many thanks for joining us for tonight's interview. Don't forget to come and join us on Wednesday evening, where we face Newport County with a 7:30 kickoff, which is sponsored by Acorn, Wales's leading specialist recruitment agency.